So that's Saivas is kasha. So there, but the Re says, because amigod afuge memaina, and we don't say, which is unclear what Saivas means. One of the lashon of Saivas we thought is very unclear. But apparently there are people that learn Shana and Tysus that Saivas means amigod ahaytzi, though I'm reading. That's, it seems to be how some people are reading Shana and Tysus. So now comes along the Shulchan Aruch, and as follows in Gemara, and Paskins that by Zuzi, we don't give you a migui. So it says here Shushan, why not? Because it's a migui laitzi, which is reading Taisus Kipshuto, that Taisus says that that's Shana and Gemara. Right? Pashup Shana, that's Mamish Taisus.
Comes along. Yeah, saying, but the Shushan's not going on Tysus. Shushan's going on Shulchan Aruch, basically, right?
Shulchan Aruch, but Pashup Shad, he's saying exactly like Tysus said.
Yeah, but by setting that up, then we're setting up the problem with the Samad's Kasha even before we start, because we know he has to fit into to Rabbah by Ara, right?
Yeah, okay.
So we don't want to set it up as just going on Tysus, because then you're setting up the question to begin with, no?
By Ara, it's not going to be
Lahotzi. Shushan seems to be agreeing with Taisus, and he explained the Shulchan Aruch like Taisus that right by Ara it's not Lahotzi, and by Karka by Zuze it's a Lahotzi.
So that's not a problem. The problem is only because there are sheets to hold the Migul Lahotzi Amrina.
But that seems to be what Taisus says. That's Gupa Pshan and Taisus. And the Yeshushan is very simple. We're not sure that's what Tysus said, but that's the simple reading of Tysus. So he takes the simple reading of Tysus and he says, that's Pshat the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Gemara. Gemara says, and the Hedra in the Gemara is like Tysus explains it. Okay. Comes along this Sma, and he gets very upset with the Yeshushan. Because how can you explain the Shulchan Aruch this way when, after all, there's a daya of the Ramah that says, Migul Ahaytzi Amrinin. Right? That was his main and obviously that daya also has a different shot in this Gemara. So there must be a different shot in this Gemara. And also, they have to, the Shulchan Aruch has to jive with that because the Ramah doesn't say anything here. So the Ramah must be agreeing with this. So he says, the Pshat is, the Sma says, that the reason we don't say Migui is because the Ein Nevada the Migui, because he had a kina ma'av and moda the tchinas b'yosef b'zim to over shar paso, ain omer migui. In other words, since he in his first time that was sheker, we don't say migui, and he says we can't go sevatayses. So okay, so that's it. This he quotes Tysus, which is Pashas the Taptaisis, which Titus says that that Shah and Rabbi Yosef. So comes along the Shah and he bams out the smat that Titus was saying they have to explain Shah and Rabbi Yosef. But obviously, the halakha, we don't hold that way. Because if we held that way, then we would have to paskin like Rabbi Yosef, also by Karka, by Ara, because they're also Hutzuk L'Shaka Tchila. So obviously we don't pass in that way. Therefore, the Er Shushan is right, that we have to, we obviously are not passing the Svara of Ravi de Bar-Avim was not using this, obviously he did not hold the Svara of Hutzuk L'Shaka Tchila. Because if he held to that Svara, he wouldn't have had a migui, even by the case of Ara. Rather, he holds it is a migui, except he holds migenites. You know, I'm reading like the sorry, like the Yeshushan. So this is where that we're holding that the sma seems to be mamish a pliatsuma. The sma seems to be a pliatsuma because the sma is connected to how does it what how can the sma say the reason is because there's no migui shiny aka kimish amal ve may that the tchilas be other best and tell me shem sherev the ain I'm the migui. If ain't omre migui, so how can we say migui in the bayara? Right? The lashon of this man, the ain't omre migui. I mean, what I mean, we find group in the Shulchan Aruch and in the Gemara, we find such a migui. You say the ain't omre migui. It sounds like it's a. It sounds like I mean, okay, we'll see how Kivega is going to try and defend it, but the language of this man. It sounds like it's a vadai statement. Ain oimrim igui el ochiach minei shetainosu toin atchila ho emes. There's no such migui. I mean, what do you mean no such migui? It's the fairish in the Gemara that we say such a migui be'ara. Right? So it's a mamish, the sma is pliatsuma. Okay, so that's where we're holding. So comes along Rakiva Eger. And he wants to defend the sma. But this is a little hard, more than a little hard. So let's read it. The printing that I sent is a little hard to read, I admit. So we got a different printing. I just hope that it's correct. But we got when Shmuel sent it. I think he's not here. But he
right, said, I sent Rebbe two different printings. The one on the left is from Sandy that he found in the where did you say it was on the Gemara, Sandy? No, I'm sorry, the one on the right. Mm-hmm. And the one on the left is from Shmuel, but they look very similar. I didn't see every single word, if necessarily, but.
Binyamin, you sent it on the WhatsApp?
I sent it on the WhatsApp. Yeah, I just resent on the WhatsApp. They sent it on the WhatsApp, and I resent it up on the WhatsApp. And then I sent it to Rebbe by email.
I don't see an email, but okay.
I know I sent it. I only sent it to Rabbi Lubin. I don't have the ability to send to the group in the email.
Okay. So that's read it. I'm going to read. I'm taking the assumption that this is that it's correct here, sir, because it's easier to read. So we'll try it. Okay. So it starts how goes Rabbeinu. That's where we're interested. Rabbeinu means Rekiva Eger. The Fianai Saiti. So he's saying, in my humble opinion, Kiven did a hedge chazinen. This thing is the Kiven did a hedge chazinen. Okay, we have that same garrison. Kiven did a hedge chazinen. The time of Rav Yosef, Rav Migui, Hecher, the Mukha, the Shakar, Tchida. Now, since we know Rav Yosef's reason is because Mukha, the Shakar. Because nothing else worked for Rav Yosef. Because you can't say Rav Yosef's reason is Migul Haitzi, because then it wouldn't have applied Pashas by Ara. And also, or the other reason, Taibi said, because that's not the reason he gave, because he didn't say that. Doesn't fit into the Lashon of Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef's Lashon, obviously, he's not working with this far of Migul Haitzi, I'm reading it. It came to shoot the Roy Dalmar, the Maid Armin Hilkli Rav Yosef Bezuzi, Haimitad Rav Yosef. I do not know why Rav Yosef makes this introduction, but we'll see. In other words, the Pashtus, the Gemara says Hilkli Rav Yosef Bezuzi is for him because of Rav Yosef. Oh, Anna, except that the Shach is right, that you can't say that. Since Tavis doesn't want to say like the Rashbam, the Rav Idi Mechalek Ben Arazuzay Humitam Steka, like Yalok the Rabbi of Yosef. In other words, if you would say like the Rashbam, that it's a Steka Dedina, and we go, we paskin, depending on what whose muksik, that's we paskin, then it wouldn't be so bad. Then Hilkos like Rav Yosef Bezuze, because since it's a suffik that we hold the Rav Yosef Svara, and therefore misafik we hold Rav Yosef Svara, and therefore we can't be Maitzi Mamet. But that would be good if you're ready to say like the Rashbam that we're paskining mitam suffik. He gave me the paskin like Garaba Ara, but Tavis doesn't like that because Tavis felt that's Steichik. Because the Lashon Hilkosa is mashma, then it's vaday. In other words, there's opposite mashmos here. He's saying the simple mashmos is Hilkosa Rav Yosef Bezuze, which implies for Rav Yosef for his right, for his reason, which means for the reason of that it's a Husrik Lashaker, not because it's Migud Haitzi. Maybe Migud Haitzi, I'm reading. Maybe Mikadipoy Shasak, Mikadite Sam Reedin. His reason is because it's Hutzuk Shaka Sida. How come by Ara we don't say that? Because it's a Suffolk. So by a Suffolk, it's a Suffolk whether or not Hutzuk Shaka Sida is a good Mika or not. So he said that would be the simple shot, and that would have an advantage that at least that when we say Hutzuk Ravara Bezuse, Rav Yosef Bezuse, it's for the right reason. It's for Rav Yosef's reason. But the problem with that is because Tosfos personally doesn't hold that like the Rashbam, because Tosfos holds it's doichik to say Hilkos says mitam safek. Tosfos holds the diak of the Lashon Hilkos says mashma vaday. Again, therefore Tosfos holds mita paskin halacha kerabba ba'ara. It must be that the Gemara is Vadai and is a Migui. If you can't hold the Lakar of Yosef Bezuze, have a Hukhlav and Omitaima, and which Mishon Tavi Megil Haitzi. So that's why Tosfos had to say, not like the Sma, Enochinami. Tosfos clearly is saying, not like the Sma, that the reason for the Gemara, Ravide Barab in Maskana, because Amiga Lahitzi. It's not Rav Yosef the Taime. So Tzavis knows that that's Daichik. But what can he do? He has no Breira because anything else is even more Daichik. So he's stuck. So therefore, he has to say that the reason is this is a preferable shot. The preferable shot is to say that Rav Yosef Baravin made a split because Amiga Lahitzi lo Amrinin. And by Zuzi it's Migud Haitzi, and by Ara it's not Migud Haitzi. So that's what Tosfos did. Kimin Shigain, and since this is what happens by Tosfos, by Yesh Chokin, I mean Migud Haitzi. So now the Rambam goes ahead and brings us a Yesh Chokin that says Migud Haitzi. So now what are they going to do with the Gemara? They're stuck. They can't learn this shot. That the reason why Hilkosa is Rav Yosef Bezuze is because of Migud Haitzi. Because they all Migud Haitzi, I'm reading. So how are they going to have to learn the Gemara? The Hechrech Leimar, the Chikmen Arizuze, Mishim Davi Svik and Adena, Yadacha Kirab Rav Yosef. Because they have to go back to the Rashbam Shat. I Taisa said it's Daichik. It's daichik to say.
What does Rebbe mean by the Rashbam shot in this case?
The Rashbam, Tosfos in Hilkosa. I'm going to do the Tosfos. Tosfos brings the Gemara. Rav Yehuda bar Avin says Hilkosa Rav Yosef Bezuze, Rav Yosef Be'ara, Garaba Be'ara, and Rav Yosef Bezuze. So the question is, how did the Gemara split it? So the Rashbam said it's because the Gemara is a sfeika of the Dina. Who's right? Is Rabba right or Rav Yosef right? And therefore, when you have a sfeika of the Dina, we leave it whoever is muksik. That was a Rashbam shot. Tosfos says, I don't want to say that because the Lashon Hilkosa is daichik. Hilkosa is master of Torah's Vadayas. Therefore, Tosfos came along and said that Rav Yehuda bar Avin is passing Torah's Vadayas. He's passing Fakirat, not like Rav Yosef. He's passing Vadai like Rabba, that it is a good Migui. But he's bringing in a different problem. The Migud Haitzi, you know, I'm reading it. That was Tosfos. So Tosfos is beferish, not like the Sma. That's what Rikiv Eger is saying. Ain't no Kinami. Taivas is beferish, not like the Sma, because Taivas held that the Rashbam is daichik, because Hilkosa is mashma b'teres vadaik, and therefore you can't say that the Ravi de Bar-Avin split was because he had a boy to a sake of the Dina. And Mimele, you have to say that the reason why he made his split, you could say it's possible to say that he made his split because of Sveika Dina. But according to the Yesh Chokim that holds Sveika Dina is a good sign, that Amigal Oisi works. So they can give Taivis his chat. Taivis is fine of chat. And then Taivis, second Taivis, and Hilkosa. Therefore, they are stuck. They have to say, like the Rashbam chat. Hi, Taivis said it's Daichik. Okay, what can you do? Right, I think that's what he's saying. The Kimin Shekain, Nayesh Choyk and Dar Remedial Haiti. So the Hechlach Loimer, the Chibin Arazu, they said, what's the difference? Shonavi Sveikin Adino. He Alok and Karabin of Yosef. Hi, David says that's Daichik because then Hilkos is Mashma the Gamre. And Tophis, even if Tophis, we do the din over. And if it's a Sveik of the Dina, then. And then it could be if once we're of that, we wouldn't do it over. So he says, no, Tavis doesn't say this. It's not like the strongest question in the world. Tavis just says, the Hilkos of the Mashma. Okay, so we have to, so they have these gates before Hashem. These yesh chokim will have to go against that mashmos. What can you do? The hechlok loimer, the ibn aris, we should not be speaking adina. Yadacha kirabo grav yosef. Ukimotu huda shach. The spirit of the chokim, the spirit of the banner, the shach spoke this out. That they hold that the ayah bein mekuyim. We didn't know really why the shach said that, but okay. They know how they saw it. It's a sveikin adina. Yalocha gerabba. The gabi emikuyim avi migui. Oh, grav yoyz. They make kuyim avi migui. Because you call the shock the hedgehog. Sif kodin tez besoivo. Now, according to those people that hold that it's that migui lahitzi amrinin. So how in the world can they learn shan the gemara? The only way they can learn it is sveikin adina. Now, it happens to be that the Shach decided that the Sveik of the Dina would be by Shtar Shein and Mekuyim. But that was, you know, that's not Mukhluk. That was the Shach pointed that out. Pimgein, Yeshomer Gabgein. You know, you could say different than the Shach. And if once you're anyway saying that the Yesh Chokim holds it the Sveik of the Dina, so you could say it's a different Sveik of the Dina. The Yesh Chokim is really Kiri. That's the re in its previous sizes. The tire of Yosef Haina, the Mukhlok, the Shaka, the Chilav, the Migui. Ravidi, the Machai, the Arasu, the Abedavi, the Sofik, the Sveik, the Dina, the Halach, the Gerab, the Grav Yosef, the Hak Sofik, the Mukhlok, the Shaka, the Chilav, the Migui. In other words, he's just saying, it sounds like what Rekiv Eger is saying is that, listen, Enoch Inami, Toysvis is not like the Smash. But Taivis is not like the Sma because he has a possibility to disagree. So he has a possibility to disagree because he has a different pshat. He can learn pshat the Gemara, which is a better pshat because then you don't have the problem that Hilkos Mash, then you could say Hilkos means Bataris Vahadai. But the Yesh Chokim can't learn like Taivis. So they'll have to say a Daichik. That Hilkos is because of Sveik and Adina. Once you're saying Hilkos is because of Sveik and Adina, then you can say, like the Sma Svara, that it's a Sveik and Adina, if the Sma Svara is correct or not, if Rabbi Yosef Svara is correct. Oh. So now we have a defense for the Sma. Because when the Sma said that it's not a Migui because Hilkos is Shaka Tchila, that's true because it's in the Sveik of the Dina, and maybe Rav Yosef is right. So by Ara, where you're not Muksik, we say Hilkosa, we pass in that it's not a good Migui in such a case. because we take that side of this Vegan Adina. So we just miyash this man. Umayashe Godot Ma Kain God Taisis. Ida Maisa, this man blames it on Taisis. According to what the Reki Vega is saying, Taisis says Beferish, not like this man. Taisis says that the Machloike, that the Ravidi Baravin made is making his split because of Migur Haitzi. Because Taisis doesn't want to say it's a Sveg of the Dina, because then it wouldn't be Hilkasa. It's just that the Tavis is the Smah saying that the Smah knows that the Yesh Kokim and Pei Gimel can't hold the Tavis is Svara. Okay, so then you then the Yesh Kokim. What? But he's saying, so how can the Smah quote Tavis? So he says he doesn't really mean to quote Tavis to say that Tavis is saying what he's saying. Kind of the Tavis because there's time with Rav Yosef. Tavis only said this in Rav Yosef. But Tavis never said this in Rav Yidi Bar Avim. The key is that Yesh Chokim Mukhlot Avis Fekel Halacha. He can rabbi Rav Yosef, and they have to learn not like Tavis. That the Rav Yidi Bar Avim is a boy, that if she is something to Dino, the key is that Yesh Chokim Mukhlot Avis Fekel Halacha, because he can't say Mikhlot Avis Fekel Halacha, because he can't say Mikhlot Avis Fekel Halacha, because he held Mikhlot Avis Fekel Halacha. If he can't hold the guy, when I'm the Zuzay and an Emin, that you could say, I Okay, I read that maybe too fast, but Kivega is saying like this. He's saying that Enochinami. The Taisus is the Farish, even though the Smah quoted Taisus, Taisus says the Farish not like the Smah. Because Taisus is assuming that Avide Baravim is making the split between Ara and Zuze, not me Suffolk, but me Tam Vadai, because Miguel Haitzi, no, I'm reading. But the Smah was bothered, what about the Yesh Beforshim that hold Miguel Haitzi, I'm reading? So they can't learn like Taisus. So there's only one other pshat. So how do they understand Rav Yidi Bar Avin? How do you split between Ara and Zuzi? So there's only one possibility. That's it's a sveg of the Dina. What's it a sveg of the Dina? So the simple pshat is, the Machlokes Rav and Rav Yosef. It's a sveg of the Dina if Rav Yosef's svar is right. And therefore, by Ara, where you're not muksik, we pass in like Rav Yosef. And by Zuzi, where the other guy's muksik, we pass it like Rabba.
But the Smah doesn't say anything about Sveik at the Dina, right?
I understand. This right. Kivega is sticking in.
1 second, but what the Smah does say? The Smah does say...
We'll look at the Smah's lotion inside. I want to wait a minute. But I just speak outside. So what right. Kivega is saying is that the Smah said what he said. He meant it's a Sveik at the Dina. And he meant that in this case, since you're not muksik, so we take that side that it's not a migui. And the Smah got it. And it's why does the Smah know? Maybe Pshat in is because of what Taisus said. Why does the Smah argue with Taisus? Because you have to fit into the Yesh Meforshim, the Yesh Chokim. And according to the Yesh Chokim, this is what you have to say. So therefore, the Smah says what he says. I'll look on the Smah's lotion inside if it fits into the Smah's lotion. But that's what Kivega's judgment. That ain't nothing I mean. The Smah's arguing with Taisus. Even though he quotes Taisus, he's really arguing with Taisus. And he knows he's arguing with Taisus. But Taisus is, because Taisus didn't hold to the Yesh Chokim. So therefore, he had the ability to say, Mikel Haitzi, no, I'm reading. The Smah is working in the Yesh Chokim. Therefore, he couldn't say it like Taisus. And he's saying, listen, if you can't say it like Taisus, so what can you do? Then you have to say it's a second Adina. I tell you, says that's Daichik. So, well, okay, but it's Daichik, but there's no other choices. And what
is it? The Smah doesn't seem to be recognizing that the Yesh Shushan is going like Taisus, right?
Well, the Smah doesn't, okay, because he's saying in the Halacha, I don't know. He's saying the halacha. He's asking that since we're in the Shulchan Aruch, and the Ramah and Simon Pei Bay brought it sad that Migala Haitse I'm reading. So how can you, Er Shushan, learn this halacha that is based on the fact that Migala Haitse Lo I'm reading?
Isn't the smother doing committing the same crime? Because he's also explaining it only according to the Yesh Omer.
Oh, so that's a good question. In other words, the Rekiv Eger is proving that according to the Yesh Omer, you have to come out to this daichik. And since the Smar wants to be Miyashev, the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Yesh Beforeshe, the Yesh Chokim has to fit into this din, because there are more. Didn't bring anyone who argues. So therefore, he has to say that Pshat is, it's a snake of the Dina, because maybe we hold the Rav Yosei Svara. But good, but according to the other Deya, which is the more, you know, even though the Ramah brings both Deyas, I think that the I don't know, did he bring one more than the other? Yes, the first day was Stama, the Eino Remigal Haitzi. The second day was Yesh Chokim was that. So the main day in Bei Bei was that we don't say Migal Haitzi. So according to the main day that we don't say Migal Haitzi, then there's no reason to explain the Shulchan Aruch this way. And you could explain the Shulchan Aruch like Tysus, which has the advantage that Hilchos means Bitaris Vadayas. So the Sma, this is what Sandy's asking. I was bothered by the same thing. The Kivega's defense of the Sma is only defending the Sma according to the Yesh Chokim. But the Yesh Chokim is not the only opinion. It's only one opinion. It's not even the main opinion. The Iker opinion is not the Yesh Chokim. The Ramah is Stama and then a Yesh Oimrim. So the Sma should have said, it's a shy of what Pshat is. If you learn like the Migal Haitzi Lo I'm reading, then we might as well learn the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch, like Tysus. And then we get the advantage as Paskin Imitaris Vadayas. If you hold Migal Haitzi I'm reading, then you can read it differently. Then you have to read it differently. But
maybe this is paraphrasing the same question, but what's Rabbi Akiva Eiger introducing that the Shach would disagree with?
Rabbi Eiger is saying, the Shach asks that there's no way that you can go ahead and explain.
Because he's trying to, he says all these opinions that hold Migulai to Lamrina.
Because when you read it, see, we didn't read inside because we decided to hold off. You read the Sma inside. The Sma seems to be saying, B'teres v'adai, that there's no Migur when it's Hutzur Keshaka Tchina. Rikki Eger then has a tremendous Kasha. Not Rikki Eger, the Shach has a tremendous Kasha. If you're paskening that there's no Migur when it's Hutzur Keshaka Tchina, so how in the world do you have a Migur by Ara? That's definitely a gavaldic akasha on the smat.
Right. So how does
Rekki Eger makes a doichik gado in the lashon of the smat, which we'll have to read in, because we didn't read it inside. Then when the smat said that there's no migoy because hutzok l'shaka tchila, he doesn't mean that that's a vada isvara. He means that that's an iboy d'lo ifshita. It's a suffix. That maybe there's no migui when it's hutzuk l'shaka tchila, and since over here the migui is coming la'itzi, so therefore we were chayshesh for that, you know, since we have a suffik, so when we're suffik we leave it by the muksik, so mi suffik we say there's no migui, and the meida by ka'ara fakir mi suffik we say there is a migui. Now that's, we'll see. We'll look at the lashon of the sma. That's very not mashma. So there's no kasha on the shach.
Right, the sma seems to say the difference is hochzuk l'shaker.
Right, but the sma seems to say that that's a vadai svara. If it's hochzuk l'shaker, there's no migui. Comes along Rekiva Eger, in saying a tremendous doichik in the lashon of this man. And when this man said there's no migim is hope like the shaker, he means it's a suffix. Maybe.
And what is Ruki Biger accomplishing by doing that?
Because by doing that, he's able to be miyashev the shach's kasha. The shach has the kasha. The shach read this ma, that this ma is saying, b'taris v'adoyis, that there's no migui when you're hutzuk l'shaker. Frek the shach, if there's v'adai no migui when it's hutzuk l'shaker, so why is there a migui by ara? The Gemara says hilkos
l'kirab. So by saying it's just a suffix, then we just keep it in the hands of the mochsuk.
Right. Somebody says so. The Rav Eger is saying that the sma didn't mean b'taras vadai that there's no migui, but the sma only meant that it's a suffix. So he pointed to no ifshita. So he's draying the lashon of the sma. He's also draining the lashon of the sma, because the sma says can't cause the tisis, and our type says beferish fakaret, because our type seems to say that the reason is because we get a high, you know, I mean it. That's how the sma, the shah, grip tisis. Right? We Gupa were suspicious that that's not what type is meant. So maybe in our creative reading in Taivis, we might have a different answer for the shach's for the problem. Then how can the sma quote Taivis when Taivis says fakir? But the shach assumed that pshan and Taivis is migul haitzi lo amrinin. So then he's a pliatum with the sma quotes Taisis and says that Taivis is saying like him, and he's really saying fakir. So there also the kivager says the daichik. That he just means that Taisus mentions his svara in Rav Yosef. Enochinami, Taisus never says that we paskin this way. And Taisus will personally hold that we don't paskin this way. He's only quoting Taisus that this svara can be found in Taisus in Rav Yosef. And I argue with Taisus, and I extend it even in everybody. You know, they're even.
So Rav Kivi Eger is saying these two dechukim in order to answer for the sma. Where does that leave the Ir Shushan?
I'm not trying to get to the Ir Shushan, Adoni. Please, please, please. The Ir Shushan doesn't know the Kivager, like the Smashach. We're not trying, we're going one at a time. We're trying to work out.
I'm just trying to understand if this is ping pong or there's just explaining Shitas. Meaning, is Rav Kivi Eger making the sma answering for the sma, or is he making it at the same time difficult for the Ir Shushan?
I don't know. The Ir Shushan, we're not discussing. The sma and akasha on the Ir Shushan, what do you do with the day of Migul Haitzi Lo Amrinin? The Shach went ahead and tried to defend that for him. Okay. The Shach defended the Ir Shushan. We're not discussing that. It's going to be, I'm going to lose the cheshbon. We're discussing the sma. The sma, superficially, the sma is replia atzuma. And that's what the shach says to the sma. Because the sma his past says the sma. You read the sma, and the sma says, that the reason why there's no migui when it's hutzuk l'shaker tchila, so it's a plia atzuma. How could the Gemara says that we pass in like araba be'ara? I over there it's hutzuk l'shaker tchila. It's also a plia atzuma that the sma says that he's saying like Taisus, and Taisus says something completely different. So there are two plia atzumas on the sma. So Rav Kivi Eger is coming to defend the sma and saying that the sma, first of the sma, when the sma meant that there's no migui when it's hutzuk l'shaker, he meant it's a suffix in the segunah dina. Taisa says that we don't like segunah dina. That was a daichik pshat. Taisa says, but according to the yesh chokim, you have no brayer, because you can't hold the type is a migul haitzi. No, I'm reading because you have migul haitzi. I'm reading. So since there are only two passing of pshatim in the Gemara, and the Taivis and Shad, and I said, oh, meaning that we don't hold of. So therefore, they have to hold of that Rashba Hamshad. Hi, it's Daichik, so it's Daichik. What can you do? So and what the Smad really meant, it's an abode, it's a Sveg of the Dina. The Sveg of the Dina. And that's why by Zuze you lose, because it's a Sveg of the Dina, if it's a good migui, because it's Hutrach Lashaka Tchida.
Rabbi, so why do we need the part that says that even Taisus would say it's only in Reyesiv? Why do we need that? It sounded like Rabbi was saying that even Taisus would say it's only in Reyesiv, not in Rabba. Would they misunderstand that?
Even Taisus would say that we're paskining. I don't know what he was doing. Even Taisus.
His pshat was only in Rabbi Yosef, not that he was saying he paskin Ladina.
Who's pshat?
That's what I thought Rabbi was saying.
I don't know who's his. I'm sorry.
Taisus.
Taisus is saying that at the end of the day, the way the shach is gripping Taisus, Taisus is saying at the end of the day, we paskin not like Rabbi Yosef. We pass in like Rabba, that it is a good migui. Hutzuk l'shaker is not as far at all. We pass in 100% like Rabba, but there's a new problem of migui loitzi, now I'm reading. That's what Taisus, that's how the shach ripped Taisus. And the sma is cannot hold of that, because he's saying, what about the yesh beforshim, the yesh chokim, that hold migui loitzi, I'm reading. So therefore, the Sma is saying that in the Shulchan Aruch, you can't learn like Taisus. So you have to come up with
We're not changing what Taisus says. You just can't learn like Taisus.
Right. So you have to come up with a different shot. So the Kiva Eger is defending the Sma by saying that the Sma is learning it's a Sveika to Dina, which explains why by Ara it would be a Migui, because it's a Sveika to Dina. So by Ara, Misafek, we say yes, a good migui. By Zuze, we say Misafek, it's not a good migui. The Shach said, this man said, Taivis says this. He didn't mean Taivis said this is Pshat Ravidi Bar Avin. He meant Taivis said this is Pshat in Rav Yosef. So Sandy's asking a question. So, but that's all good and dandy according to this Yesh Chokim. But there's the other daya. You shouldn't say this. So why did the Sma should tell you that it's totally on that depending on that machloikas in Pei Bay will depend on how you learn shot over here. If you learn the Migalites, you know I'm reading, then it's better to understand here, like Taisus, that it's because the reason why the Migalites doesn't work, because Migalites, you know I'm reading. So that was Sandy's question. I think
but that's once again, Metzius is that this shot would work according to both Sodom of Migalitzi, right?
It would work, yes.
It works better. It works better for it's less. It's more doichik for the shot of Migalitzi Loim Rinan.
More doichik. It's mukhluk. You know, the shot is like this. But the Taifas of shot is gladder in the Gemara on Bay Bays. So the pshat because it's a sveka the dina, Taivis says it's daichik in the lashon of Hilchasa. So and that's why Taivis didn't say it. Taivis says so. The Rekiv Eger is saying that the sma felt that in the madamar migalites say I'm reading. So Matt and I say we're stuck, and we're stuck. We have to give a daichik, but good. So for that mandamar, you have to give a daichik. But why should the sma do what Sandy's asking? Why should the sma write this daichik according to everybody? There are two days in Pei Beis. According to one day in Pei Beis, Amigalites, you know I'm reading. Then there's no reason to say such a daichik. Taisus tells you
who says he does
daichik.
Who says he does?
Because the Sma who's explaining. So let's read the Sma inside. But simple reading of the Sma is saying this reason going to everybody. It's not just saying.
Right. He's trying to give one reasoning that would work for everybody. Okay. And maybe it's not the best reasoning if you hold Migul Lights Lamrinan, but it's a reading that can go for everybody.
Let's read the Sma inside, okay? Let's read them inside. So let's see the Shema inside. Nishma Hala has this in Ifter. A fido the yesh chalkim sha'imrim. Tamina migla itse. You know, tafido means even, but not only. A fido the yesh chalkim sha'imrim. Tamina migla itse. Kimashikasa, my ram is simin pei bay, sifian bay. My the hacha. The ain't a malvin them and a mishdar. Akhain eva vazi. But me, goody boy. Shots have a tub of stars. Zamakuyim. The shiny hacha, keeping them out and boy that cleans be us a better or a tub of sharp puzzle. The ain't I rem me go yet. Oh, heck me, I should turn to know in a mitrino MS. So this to me sounds very dyke too. The ain't I rem me go. Quite like keep a eager, it means it's in a boy that oh, if you're done it, it's sad when you're muksik. The muk when the other guy's muksik. The mukzik paskins ain't amrim migui, right? Doesn't that sounds pretty daichik? No, the ain't amrim migui. Ain't amrim migui. We don't say amigui. Not true. Sometimes we do say amigui. It's a suffix if amrim migui. How can the sma say the ain't amrim migui? The Kivager is saying in a case where it's a haitzi, ain't amrim migui. That sounds very daichik. No, ain't oimrim migui eda. The only time we say migui eda. That's not true. It sounds very daichik in the reading. Ain't oimrim migui eda. Can't go to the taivis. We tame out where it should go to God. Okay. So it I don't know. It doesn't sound. It sounds somewhat like. So what's like in this sma? So Sandy's tying that the sma should have told us that, and according to the other day, you know, he's telling us even in the day of Yesh Chokin, and maybe Binyam is not is right, not so bad. You have to read it. I feel that Yesh Chokim shall Oymid Armin Amigil Oitzi. They would say this Hesberg. But obviously, the other shot, you don't need this. Maybe that's like self understood. Maybe that's, you know, maybe it's self understood in the smack. It's not such a kash, and why did he spell it out? Feel that Yesh Chokim, meaning it's like that's already before he started. Bishlam, according to the other day, so it's Pashit. The reason is because Migalaitzi, now I'm reading. I feel the Yesh Chokin that Migalaitzi, I'm reading. So how are they going to explain this?
He has a kasha near Shushan. How do you explain Migalaitzi, I'm reading? And then he's answering what he would say should be in that case for those manzamer.
Okay. In the beginning, he didn't quote the Shushan, but okay, now he's quoting, feel the Yesh Chokin. Because he's asking on the Yesh Chokim, what would the Yesh Chokim do? They would say this Hesber. But Enoch Inami, the other people, have a different Hesber. Okay, maybe that's not so bad. But what's Shver is, I think it's a Lushan is very Shver. The shiny Hacha. Right, that's also, in other words, Kinege's chat sounds very daichik in the lashon of this ma. One is that this ma says, the ain't oimrim migui, and it's really not true. It's in a boy that I'll leave shit up. And not a boy, it's a snake in a dina. And the cane calls for a taisis. You know, Kivager explains it, but it sounds like Taivis never said such a thing. Taivis never said this shot. Taivis holds that halacha, we don't bask in this way. It's cane calls for taisis, and Rabbi Yosef held it such a svara. So Kain Tzvas V'Taiv is that such a Svara can exist in the world.
But maybe we can make one daichak that, you know, that when he says V'Ein Oimrim, he means Ulerav Yosef Ein Oimrim, and then the V'Chein Kosav HaTosfos would be going back on that. The V'Chein Kosav HaTosfos that according to Rabbi Yosef, we this is, you know, Ein Oimrim.
The shiny hacha kivin amahavet by the tchilat v'adam and ayvet ayva sharpaso.
The Rav Yosef and Imrim.
I mean, is there anything in Rabbi Akiva Eiger that he's saying that's attacking the Shach, or is he only just answering for the Smach against what the Shach's questions?
He's just answering the Smach.
So basically, we have Rabbi Akiva Eiger who's explaining the Smach, we have the Shach explaining the Yerushan, and everybody's happy.
Yeah. Right? Except I'm not happy. Yeah, I maybe because I have a negiah, but I'm not so happy. Okay. Okay, I hear. So the kasha that Sandy asked and made that how come the sma left out the other pshat. Okay, I guess maybe that's not so terrible because it's implied. Afila liyesh chokim. So obviously it's implied that according to the other day, the first day, then I don't have to tell you pshat. So because it's migdalitz, you know I'm reading. But the lashon of the sma is very daichik and kivagin. I have to admit I didn't see Rabbi Akiva Eiger at first. So when I saw this man, I was thinking a whole different approach. But okay, I don't know if now's the time to say over, but just the idea was this man goes ahead and says Kain Kosav HaTosfos. Now the Akiva, this Shach Mamish goes crazy. How can the Shema say Kain Kosav HaTosfos? Taivis says, Beferish Fakir. Taivis says that the reason is because Migud HaHitzi, now I'm reading. Just the exact opposite. Taivis says, like the Yeshushan, that the reason why Migud doesn't work is Migud HaHitzi, now I'm reading. So here can the Shema is saying the Yeshushan's wrong in a different shot. The Kain Kosav HaTosfos, and you look at Taivis, and David says, like the Eir Shushan. So the Shach, so the Rekive Eger defends the Shah, the Sma. It doesn't mean Kain Kosav HaTosfos in this point that I'm saying. Just Kain Kosav HaTosfos that this Svara exists. Okay. What I was thinking, I don't know, is that very different, is that we weren't sure how to read Tosfos. And that was what Dov said, that the Lashon of Tosfos, Tosfos doesn't say, been here to read the high new time, look at the rabbi Aaron, go to the Zuze, Shem the Migul, I say, no, I'm reading. He says the converse, Shem the Amrina Migul, the Ukme Mamina, which is a very funny lotion because, of course, we say Migul, Ukme Mamina. Everyone knows that. So it doesn't sound like he's saying anything. He's not hitting the nail on the head. The Amrina Migul, the Ukme Mamina, Yeshikayah. Everyone knows that. That's not a chiddush. The chiddush is that we don't say migui to haitzi. So why are you talking backwards, right? So I was thinking that the sma had a different way to read taisus. But fakir, he read taisus. The taisus is not saying like the Eir Shushan, that's migui to haitzi. Now I'm reading, but taisus is saying something else, and then he is right in saying the Kain Kosav HaTosfos. Right? You know, that's what I was thinking. I don't know. I don't think I have the time to discuss it at the moment. But there are two kashas on the Sma. There's one kasha on the Sma. How in the world can the Sma explain Why? Hilkos like Garaba Ba'ara. If there's no migui in such a case. And the question number two is, how can he say can't cause for Tysis when Tysis is befesh raket? So at least on the second question, you know, I would say that maybe the Sma had a different reading of Tysis. So in his reading of Tysis, Tysis is not raket. Tysis is really saying like him. Let's see how you can read that into Tysis. But, you know, I have to say, Tysis is not saying, because Tysis doesn't sound like he's saying like the shot, like the.
But
like,
is that much of a havruch when you can just say that Tysis, like Sam is saying, that Tysis is really just explaining within Rabbi Yosef? Meaning Tysis is telling us
because saying, he's... I'm not saying a havruch. I was saying a structure. I'm saying a structure, how I would have, if you know, I would have thinking to try and defend this math. Obviously, you have to come up with a svara of explaining it by Ara, but
any svara that is not the Migul Hotzi svara, wouldn't that be a problem with Tosa's next step? The question that he's asking right after this mahalach?
Which question?
That he's asking from the other Gemara that it's a Migul Hotzi, and he says, oh, but it has a star over there.
If I want to read Tyvis differently, then what does he want from a Kaisev?
Right. Isn't that
part? So what do you mean? Tyvis really could hold say I'm reading. And the only problem is some other svara here. So then what was Tysus's problem? So you're saying that it's mukhluk. The Shach's reading in Tysus is mukhluk. That's what you're saying.
I think the Shach himself made this point. I think the Shach himself towards the end makes this point from Tosas Kasha right after that. That it proves his point.
Okay. So that what? That the fact that Tysus says, So whoever said Migul Haitzi, lo Amrinin. Tyvis never said anything about that. Okay, I hear. Let us think about it. See, I'll tell you, since you want to get, you need time to think, let me tell you, let's see if I, what I was trying to think. Maybe we'll have time to think for one day. Try and think here. Let me just think. There's a machlokes. I got 3 minutes. So I'll try and say this. There's a machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef. Now the Kiveger says that, and Tosfos says, the top Tosfos, that the machlokes Rabbi and Rav Yosef is whether you say a migui when the guy's hutzruk l'shaka tchila. So what pshat? When it's hutzruk l'shaka tchila, does that totally destroy the raya of migui? Or no, the Maisa, there is a raya of migui. If I'll bring to you a raya that I'm honest, and if I was a liar, I wouldn't have said what I said now. It's just pshat huzrik meshaka tchila is lechayra. Pshat is it's einachinami. The migui proves that you're honest, but there's a counter proof that you're dishonest. It's like there's conflicting evidence. You come along with a proof that you're honest. prove to you that I'm honest. Because if I wanted to lie, I could have said I didn't have to admit that this charm is Zuyu. That's a good proof. Except Haguva, the fact that you originally came in with a charm is Zuyu makes us suspect that you're a crooked guy. So it's not that it really, the Hotu B'Shaka Tchida doesn't say there's no Migui. Hotu B'Shaka Tchida just says that there's like a counter indication. So there's like a counter star. There's a, so maybe shot in Samachlekes Rav and Rav Yosef is whether in such a situation do you have a rye or not? So maybe Pshat and Rav Yehuda bar Avim is a third possibility, right? The way we've been learning till now, two choices. Either Rav Yehuda bar Avim is Vaday passing like Rabba, and it's a good Migui, except there's a side reason Migui doesn't work because Migui lights in Amrita. The second choice that Rav Yehuda Eger brings in the Rashbam is Rav Yehuda bar Avim is Mesupik, who's right? There's a Chara, a third choice. That Rav Yehuda bar Avim says they're both right. That and what he's saying, not as suffix, but he's saying vaday. It's a weak migui. It's a weak raya. Migui is a certain strength of a raya. Rav Yehuda bar Avim is coming along and saying, listen, Rabba has a good point that there's a migui. Rav Yosef has a good point that there's an indication that the guy's a liar because Rabba has a good indication that he's honest because why didn't he come along and stay Hoshtara? The totality is that they're both right, or which means that we go in the middle. And it's Vaday, a weak Raya. It's not Vaday. It's not a suffix if there's a migui. It's in the middle, right? Isn't that a possibility?
He's picking sounds like a different middle than Ricky Vager. Ricky Vager says
no, it's a suffix. No, it's not Ricky Vager. Ricky Vager is saying
says it's a suffix. It's a suffix we go like, and therefore you go misuffix. Right. Rebbe's saying it's the middle, and therefore you go either way.
It's saying that, yes, it's very different. I would say that the pshat in the sma. Is a smile saying it's he doesn't mean to say that the Rav Yehuda is reading the smile that by Zuze we say for sure there's no migui because we since it's a sveka didina, so we paskin that it's not a migui. I'm saying that it's in the middle and that migui ain't strong enough to work by Zuze.
Is Rebbe's chiddush that this is a svara? What? To reduce, is Rebbe's chiddush part of the chiddush that it's a svara to reduce the believability of the migu because he started l'shaker as opposed to until this point, I thought it was like a gzeres hakosuv. Migu is doesn't work in that case, and Rebbe's been mechadish, not a gzeres hakosuv, this is a svara.
Yes, in other words, it's not that it's a psu in the migu. It's a
logic. So if it's a svara,
that takes away the naman and the raya, because it's like a counter raya.
So if it's a svara, so then for the first time now, we have to evaluate the svara. I just want to point out that it's a little bit of not such a good kasha on this guy that he's no namanus because he lied first. It's true he lied first, but he explained on his own volition that this lie was merely a setup for an honest taina. So in Svara, it would seem that he's really in a, to me, he's like, he's got a pretty good namonis there. If you're looking for,
I'm not sure if halachically you're allowed to do this. In other words, you point out, maybe if he would have come into Bezin and presented the fake star and said, Bezin, look, I have this star. If I wanted to, I could tie into that, but I'm not going to do it. Maybe that would be fine. I don't know if it would work, but I don't know. But then you wouldn't have Taivis as Svara. But that's not what he did. He came in and he said a false Taina. I suspect that halachically you're not allowed to do that. It's just like you're not allowed, the ends don't justify the means. So you in a certain sense lied in Bezdin to get to succeed. You know, you're claiming that you did it to win the money. I don't know if that's mutter. So
you're not
mutter. So then there's a, so then it's a very good svara. You did something that was immoral. You went out and you lied in Bezdin. Okay, you had a motivation, but it was also, you went out and made a false taina. So
I would say back, you're not allowed to do a lot of things. You're not allowed to speak Lashon Hara either. But in this case, we have to evaluate, as far as your claim right here, you're an Avarian, I agree. But as far as whether you're owed the money or not, I'm pretty convinced that you are, based on the whole picture, because yes, you did not very well, you spoke Lashon Hara, you lied in Bezdin, but you have no reason to have admitted you lied if you are not really saying the truth.
Okay, I hear, but I think I can hear the other side too. And it makes us suspect that you're not such an honest guy. It might say you did this, you lied in Bezdin. So something had to be a fluke, so to speak. So maybe the fact that you were Maiden was a fluke. Normally we don't assume that the fact that you were, you know, you didn't tell the better lie was a fluke. But here, when we see that the guy is a, like you say, an Avarian, and he's a liar, so there's reason to suspect the other way. So we sort of have a suffix. We have a suffix, which way to go. But I was trying to read that into Tysus, so Sandy slugged me up. I have to think about this. But when Tysus says, in other words, what Tysus is saying is, here, we're not sure we have a migui. So since we want to say a migui, in other words, it would fit into the words of Tysus. Tysus is saying, when you have this subject migui, what do? So it could be if no one was muksik, let's say it's not a migui to haitzi, but just no one's muksik. I don't know what you would do. You know, it's not like if it's a subject migui, if no one's muksik, we have a this quasi migui. And that's something. We have this quasi-migui. I don't know if this quasi-migui would work in a case when no one's muksik. We stop at a shida. It's since over here we want the muksik to win. So since we want the muksik to win, so we're going to grab on to this quasi-migui and go for it. On the other hand, by Zuzi, when we don't want him to win, so then we take the opposite approach. You know, it's sort of like you can hear svaras either way. So depending on our predisposition and how we want the din to be, that's how we're going to paskin. So because it's debatable whether this migui is a good migui or not. It's debatable. It's not debatable because it's a suffix. It's because there, you know, sometimes there's two stardom and they're both right. There's a sad to say there is a migui, and there's a sad to say there's no migui. So when we want it to be a migui, so we grab onto the side that it's a migui. When we don't want it to be a migui, we grab onto the side that it's not a migui.
Why is Rebbe wording it that way, like we have an agenda, as opposed to just saying it's weaker, so it could only be useful lahachzik or not lahoitzi, instead of making like we have an agenda?
Okay, I just thought it fitted better into the lashon. If we wanted to be miyashev the lashon for all, okay. Anyway, but the Maisa Sandy's tying against me that, and what's Davis's kasha? Either way, even if you say like you, but what's Davis's kasha from a kaisev? Okay, I hear. So Sandy's right, pashas. So let me think about that. And okay, all right, I have to go. I have an appointment. Okay, all right, Shikayach Evan. So tomorrow we have to finish this. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.